Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am so excited every Sunday to come and talk about our wonderful, awesome, magnificent city of Riviera Beach. And today is no different. After reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am still thoroughly convinced that we are all leaving the diamond mines in our hometown and in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us and our hometown from which we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And also every week I pull some kind of history from the Riviera Beach moments from Deborah Hall McCollum in her research that she has done for the city of Riviera Beach. And this week I am reading from the bio from Major General Michael A. Calhoun. Michael Calhoun grew up in Riviera Beach, and in 2011, he became the Florida National Guard's first African-American brigadier general and is now the first major general. In 2015, he was appointed by Governor Rick Scott to become Florida's 22nd adjutant general and the first African-American general of the Florida National Guard, where he commands more than 12,000 troops. He graduated from Florida A&M University with a pharmacy degree. After obtaining his college degree, he enlisted as a private in the Florida Army National Guard in August 1977. In addition to a Bachelor of Science degree in pharmacy from Florida A&M, Calhoun holds a master's degree in strategic studies from the U.S. Army War College. In 1980, he went on to Key West to provide first aid to seasick, malnourished Cubans arriving in waves in the Mariel boat lift. Soon after, he was part of a unit standing by at Hollywood Baseball Field in case they were needed to treat National Guardsmen called to Miami during the McDuffie riot. General Calhoun displayed with the 50th ASG in 2003 as Director of Host Nation Support during Operation Iraq Freedom, and served as Deputy Commander Task Force in Mississippi during Hurricane Katrina. He spent a year in Kuwait with a combat support unit in 2004. In 2017, after Hurricane Irma's destruction from Florida Panhandle to Key West, General Calhoun led the charge to make sure gas trucks and emergency supplies made their way along highways I-10, Florida Turnpike, and I-95 rapidly and uninterrupted. He also accompanied Governor Rick Scott to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria to assist in emergency operations. General Calhoun is a recipient of the Legions of Merit Bronze Star Medal and Humanitarian Service Medal, the Florida Cross, Florida Distinguished Service Medal, and many, many, many more. And so those are just some comments about individuals from our city, from the Riviera Beach Moments by Deborah Hall McCollum. But today we're talking to none other than Mr. Dan Calloway and Artie Williams. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you both today?
Just doing fairly well. Glad to be able to talk to you, hear your voice, because of your outstanding work in this all-national building a beautiful fire station on Congress. And there's four or five states already that made reservation to come down here to see it and talk to, I don't know whether it's going to be you or the city, but the city manager was on TV, and we are getting good publicity with that. But we'll talk about the other publicity later on this show. But I need to add something, and I'm glad you brought up about Michael or anybody. And then, of course, Tommy, one of the brothers of the Moors, he's high up in the military. I remember when he was an outside linebacker, I was coaching the defensive team for Lincoln Middle School when we went undefeated, along with Jared and Underwood and DeAndre Hawkins and one of the Coleman boys, I forget the one of them, and Dump Williams. Those, when I hear those names like that, I just love that, because everybody think that we produce nothing but athletes and a lot of people selling drugs, and that's not so. We got all kind of people. And then on Black History Month, we're going to mention a lot of the people in our Black History banquet. So, Adi, are you ready to go?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, everybody.
Well,
I'm ready.
Well, one of the things that we need to talk about, and we can't thank you enough to have this podcast, because you named it, you were the creator of it, I Am Riviera. But when we see our headlines yesterday, all during the week, we got three or four things going. We're being sued by sewers, and it's in our elected officials, or the people in our clerk, saying that we didn't count the vote, or she didn't count the votes about the recall, and then our link of the county is being sued. And then, of course, we got one of our council persons, Dr. Botel. It's all kind of things going on. At this stage in life, especially with the hurricane is right around the corner, we don't know whether it's going to get here. It may be favorable if God spares us a little more, but if it goes and get away from us, it still hurts some other people. We got to pray that nobody get hurt with these hurricanes. We should be mindful of what time of the year it is, making sure all these senior citizen houses will be prepared to stand anything through hurricanes. We have been through this many times. We shouldn't be pulling against each other and fussing and fighting and arguing. We got to do better. Now, in saying that, we're going to go and try to bring everybody to the table who need to be the table, and we'll be the mediator to find out what can we do to settle all this here. And whoever is wrong, they got to accept their punishment. See, we can't have a soul on our body unless we're going to try to have somebody to heal it, because if you let a soul be there without being healed, it'll fester and they're going to destroy our body. Adi, what is the thing that we are trying to do now, the most important thing, other than take care of these senior citizens with until at least the 1st of November when the stormy weather is over, with the big thing coming up, the last of October, is a Halloween for the kids, and then you got the big thing of feeding, putting there 8,000 people for Thanksgiving, more than ever you had. I okayed that. I couldn't afford to turn them down. Now, how is that coming on? Let's talk about that right now.
Well, the first thing, Mr. Calloway, and the listeners to know is that on we're going to do the Thanksgiving trick-or-trunk for the kids then over in Stony Brook area, and we're also going to be in Hampton Courts, and we're also going to be on the north end over there on side of Goodmar Park. So we have a couple of locations that we're going to be out and be able to give out candy, so that way the kids don't have to come out and go out, come out on trick-or-treat night where it's dangerous. And after that, yes, we're going to set up, and we're in the makings of right now getting the stuff that we need for Thanksgiving. We still need hams. But it's coming along pretty good right now.
Okay, now, the trick-or-treat trunk, we can't afford not to do something for the kids a little better than we've done in the last two or three years because of the pandemic. We had to cut things out. I was hoping that you brought up on the Thanksgiving weekend. You have not solidified, and the Youth Recreation is charged with taking 50 kids, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, down to the Miami Dolphins against the Texans on the 7th. That's the Sunday after Thanksgiving, the big day of Thanksgiving. 3 days later, you will take 50 kids and 5 chaperones. Now, how are you coming on with those shirts? You must have the shirts we ordered to make sure every child and this and the chaperone who's going to be down there, because we can't afford to have a kid to go to the concession stand or to the toilet or whatever. They're going to move around. You got 65 to 75,000 people. Kids can get lost in there. That have happened before. That's why we dress them all the same. All we have to tell security, we missing a child with this type of uniform on, this type of shirt on. That's what it is. Now, how are you coming on with the shirts? How are you coming on with making sure that Abe Elam, his son, is playing right now with the Buffalo Bills and the Dolphins down at the stadium, helping us with our tickets? How's all that coming? Shirts, tickets, chaperones.
Okay, well, actually right now, Dave, I'm checking on that on my first thing Monday morning. The shirt should be coming in soon. Hopefully within the next week coming up now that we'll be to have these shirts where we can be able to supply and have the kids to wear. Because, again, like you said, we're going to make sure that everybody has on the same uniform so that we can recognize somebody if they get lost. And as far as the tickets, we have someone checking on with Abe right now to see if we can get those tickets so we can be able to go on the field. Usually when you go down to Miami Dolphins, we be able to take the kids onto the field before the game so they can interact with the players, take pictures, and just have that in-game, on-game, and on-the-field experience. So that is coming along very well. We're going to get more information on the tickets coming up this week. But and as far as the having the food for the kids, we always like to feed the kids. We're going to have meals for them to go up there and on the way back. So things are looking pretty good right now. We just have to get in, solidify the ticket sales right now to make sure we have those tickets. So that for those 55 people, and I'm sure we're going to make that happen.
Well, what is the update on the city manager? Because he wanted to have a conference with you and I as soon as it's scheduled. And, of course, this is a tough time for the city manager because the final reading of the budget going to be this either the week just gone or next week because it's September. And everything got to be certified before October 1st, which starts our new fiscal year. Have you heard on when we're going to be able to have that meeting?
I actually was able to leave another email for the city manager's aide, and during the email they say we'll definitely be getting back to us this week. They let us know the day that we can come in or and meet with the city manager so we can go over the things that we need to have. I know today they're doing a celebration out there at the park. So they're having a big thing at the park today every year at, over at the marina. So hopefully that we'll be able to meet, have that meeting coming up early this week.
Okay. Now, the other thing, did you put together all the sides for the plates? That's a lot of plates, of course. How many is going to be up to 450 to 500 cakes this year? Because last year we was short a little bit on the cakes because we didn't think that we were going to have that many walk-ups. And I felt bad because I'm not in the position to let something slip by when I'd rather have something left over than some people not having enough. Now, we got 100 and some people volunteering. That's the same. And all the youth recreation workers and other people, even from the island, they're going to be on both lines. Now, do you have enough people who are going to work with frying all those turkeys, the 150 turkeys that we need?
Oh, yes, we have quite a few people. We have 3 people on tap this year. Of course, we have, let me just speak on the cakes. Last year, I think we had around 400 cakes that we needed and fell a little short. So this year, we want to have definitely with over 7,000 people, we want to have at least over 500 cakes. so to make sure that we'll be able to give everybody some dessert. And the turkeys, we have three people right now that's going to help do us turkeys. Of course, we have our main person out in Belgrade area that's going to be doing the turkeys, Kenny Funderburk. He does the majority of our turkeys and does a great job. But we do have two others right now that's going to help us out here in our area. So we pretty much have that part covered. Just want to make sure we cover the hams that we need to make this happen. And I think this year, Ms. Calloway, I think you want to cover that.
Well, the main thing about it is people will give us a $15 turkeys. Everybody wants to buy a turkey. People want to give away turkeys. But then the economy, because of the pandemic, and all over the nation, they don't have truck drivers. They couldn't raise the chickens, and the turkeys was short because of nobody wanted to work because they was afraid they was going to get the virus. So I don't know if the price is going to run up a little bit, but I know Derek McCray, the president of the Youth Recreation, that is one of the things that him and Rodney, who've been giving to us, that we've been doing this and not. But we can't afford to take a step back. We have to do it because more people need help now than ever because of, I don't know, is it because the job crisis, they don't want to go back and work because they're afraid they're going to catch the virus? I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. But I do know what they are telling me. It's harder to get the things now than ever because it's a shortage. If you keep up with what is in the grocery store, there's a lot of things because they're trucking. There's a lot of food can be delivered in, but there's nobody to bring it in. They can't get it off the boats. They can't get it off the trains. It's the truck drivers. And I don't blame a lot of those people because they can't afford to be running up and down. And there's a lot of states that are coming off on the West Coast. It's the fire, the floods. Everything is tip-top. Now, why are we having all this thing? Because the Bible tells us that we are in perilous times because we have gotten away from the basics of what the Bible teaches us. And I have to say that. I couldn't wait to get on this program, and I can't wait because I know the problem wasn't a problem. I'm 84 years of age. Sickness and death going to come to people, and I've been off of six for 5 months. Then I got from the doctor Friday some beautiful news, but I can't get upset. I can't get the tension no more in my body, and I won't. And my good friend Ann McNeil told me I got to let other people handle it, and I will do that. But it's one thing I know, that and when I was 13 years of age, and I need to be able to tell this, I grew up in Mount Olive. Mount Olive on the 11th of June gave me a plaque as the second oldest living member of Mount Olive. 69 years I've been a member of Mount Olive. I joined the church in 1953. I was 15. That was 69 and 15 is 84. So here I am, was taught when I was 13 about three important things that helped form my life. There was a poor man named Lazarus in the Bible, and there was a rich man named Diabetes, and the Diabetes had a dog. Three things: a poor man, a rich man, and the rich man had a dog. Now that's what we are fighting right now. We got the Lazarus. We got a lot of poor man Lazarus out there now. God wants us to take care of the poor, and that's what you've been preaching. The least, the lost, and the left out, and then the hungry. What was Jesus doing? Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, giving sight to the blind, raising the dead, visiting the sick and shut in, and the incarcerated. Now, we can't give no sight, no blind, neither raise any dead, but we can do the other one. Now, why are you feeding all these people for Thanksgiving? Because you want to take care of the Lazarus. Lazarus was asking for the crumbs off the table from from Diabetes. Diabetes wouldn't even give him the crumbs. He sicked the dog on him. Now, what happened then? Jesus touched the dog. The dog licked his wounds and wouldn't even bite him. That's why we use those things years ago when we sat down with Herman McCray and Don Wilson and John Carlisle and Clark Martin. we use the poor man ladder, we will always feed the least, the lost, and the left out. Now, am I making myself clear?
Oh, yeah. I definitely understand that, and I agree with 100% of this, because I know it's important. We've been doing it a long time, and seem like every year it grows and the more people need help. And that's what we hear, and that's what we do, and we're going to continue to do that because most people around here, they need it.
Well, let me ask this question here for the listening audience to understand this here. The other day, you had me on a three-way with the mayor, and the mayor over a year ago came and had you to put me on the line and ask a favor from me. He said, Mr. Calloway, help me get the ministers together, but we can start helping out the senior citizen with the repairing of the house. And I say this all the time, the windows and everything. They need more help when we have hurricanes because if the house is not shored up with the right type of shutters, it's going to be trouble. We live right on the water, right in South Florida, where all kind of hurricanes. We've just been blessed. God has protected us all the time from something like the 28th storm. Our houses couldn't handle it in the 28th storm. Old people talk about that right now in the 28th storm. That was 10 years before I was born. But the main thing right now, we can't afford anybody to not to be in a shelter. Sure, they got a few schools and they opened them up. But the last time we had a bad storm, we didn't have enough shelter. And then we used the gyms and we need this. And then we went a whole 5 weeks using the Methodist Church on S Avenue and Silver Beach Road. Because they had a generator, and we cooked food for 3 or 4 weeks. And we had Bishop Masters went to Shaney Brothers, and some other people went to another one. We fed those people 2 meals a day. We still don't have our own shelter that I've been preaching for all the time. Now, one day they'll understand why you need a shelter for 500 people, but I'm not going to get on that right now. But the main thing about it is when I think that you're going to have me before the ministers. Is this Friday coming?
This Thursday at 10 a.m.
Oh, Thursday. Now, with that new ministerial group, which the chairperson is Dr. Drayton, and all the people in there, and that was the last time I was there was really 3 or 4 months ago, but at least it was 31 ministers there. I was really impressed with that. And I know they're waiting to go. Now, how are you handling all the churches all the way to Boynton? And the other day you had Kenny Funderburk on and then Robert Walker, both from Belgrade, both leaders, and they asked you to, as soon as I feel well enough, to come to Belgrade, and we're going to be in conjunction with South Bay, Belgrade, and Pahokee. And that's what you talked to Virginia Baker. She was pleased, and she want us to continue, and she have joined us in trying to help get some funds to help with the Thanksgiving and the kids. See, we got to stop. In Riviera, we need to be the leader, but we need the county and other cities to join in, because if somebody need help, I don't care where they are. If I got anything to say about it, we're going to do that, because I put my training and my ability to understand the Bible. We all are God's children. We all are made in his image. And I live by that, and I will never turn away from that. If somebody's hungry, I never ask them where they're from. I don't care whether they're from Riviera or Lake Park or Singers Island or Jupiter. I want to help them out. I think that's the right thing to do. So now we got everything put in there in line for Thanksgiving. And we got everything put in line for the, I really wanted them to stop the trick-or-treating unless they were at a school, a recreation site, or clubhouse. The reason why, because when I was in law enforcement, I had to sign so many lawmen out there because they were putting so many things, razor blades, poison in the candy and everything. That's why I had all you all at the gym or church. We need to go back to that. We can't see, there's always going to be some devils out there. That's what they want to do. in the dark and wreak havoc on people. But that's another thing. So we got Thanksgiving and Halloween pretty well under control, but we short of hams. What else we short of? What about all the sides? You have the macaroni, the string beans. What about Benjamin School? Will they be able to give us that big truck full of canned goods, the string beans and all that stuff like that that we need? And then do you have Kevin Martin, who him and his party is supposed to cook enough rice for so many people starting at 7 o'clock and then the 9 o'clock and then 10 o'clock, because I want that rice to be fresh. And you've got all the people set up that have started cooking my turkeys, our turkeys, at 1 o'clock in the morning, cook all night. See, we never want those turkeys to be cooked and put in the refrigerator. We need them to be warm, cut off the thing, and then give the people that carry out. And when if they put it in a refrigerator, that's up to them. But when they get it, it's still warm. Now, you have all that under control.
Oh, yes. I was speaking with Dr. Amy Taylor from Benjamin. I left a message for her, but she's right now, yes, she's going to continue to do what she normally do with us, and that's being able to get that truck in that gives us the canned goods that we need. But we still need the donations to buy more this year because, again, we've had more people to sign up for the Thanksgiving meals. So we're always going to need more donations to help
God's going to send us somebody. I never worry about, even in the darkest time, you have never known me to fail. Only thing was, I don't have the ability to call and make all these meetings and talk to people and tell them after 59 years. I just don't have that. And I've been told and warned, you can't do all that. Let somebody else do that. But I do know one thing. I still have faith that somebody will come through. That just all to that. Now, ask and you shall receive. That's what the Bible says. And I believe in the Bible. I'm always quoting that. I always will believe because I don't give up. And we have no business giving up. And I know all the people depend on the youth recreation. And they've been depending on me because I never let them down. And I won't let them down. Now, we got those two or three things. Now, what about the 1,000 shirts? Remember now, you got on the fourth Sunday in January, the Martin Luther King Sunday, we'll be at, what is that, where the Bishop Master Church?
New Macedonia.
New Macedonia.
Yeah.
Okay, at the 11 o'clock service. That's when we'll wear all our shirts. And on the third Sunday, is it the third Sunday or the second Sunday for Black History at Dr. Drayton Church?
The third Sunday.
Third Sunday.
We'll be doing that on third Sunday.
Third Sunday. But every quarter, at least, we will be at in March, we'll be in Belgrade at the biggest Baptist church, where Kenny Funderburk and Robert Walker are deacons out there. They have already asked. They were already working on that. We will go and try to solidify a working together thing that covers the second largest county in the whole 50 states. It's only county large enough is out in Texas, out there right outside of Dallas. And now we are also the second richest county on the Westchester in Florida. Now we have to live up to a lot of responsibilities. God has put us in a beautiful place. Other than the hurricane, we never have no snow. We never have anything of water slides or mud slides like they have over in Jamaica and Haiti. We don't have that. So we are blessed. So we got to do better because we know better. And they said, to much is given, much is required. We have been given a lot. And now we're going to live up to that. Now, what is the next thing that you want to tell the listening audience that we should be ready for?
Okay. Well, I lost signal for a minute. I'm back now.
2:30 p.m.
What did you say?
Final screen. Hagar. Sunday.
Well, I know we still need help getting those shirts. We're going to get tickets one way or another. Now, what about the bus? Have you talked to someone to reserve the bus for 55 people?
Yes, I've talked to Mike Albritton of Bus One. They are definitely on board with us. We got that reserved.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And the drinks for 55 people when you first get there, and after the game you have to feed them the second half, because we can't afford to buy anything at the stadium. It costs $2.75 just for Coca-Cola, and kids, we can't tell them to bring money to buy anything, because what happens if half of them don't have no money? Are they not going to eat? That's why I want everybody to have their food there and eat together. So you're working on all that. See, it's a lot of things is happening because this is a business time. The first quarter of the new year, but it's really the last quarter of the year. From October to December is our business time. We got everything in October and November and then December. Those 3 months are the most precious time, which is the first and the last. It's the first of our fiscal year, and it's the last of our regular year. So how do you feel about right now? We at the end of September, finna go into October, the last quarter. How do you feel, and how does the youth recreation look for doing their job after they've been doing this for 58, going on 59 years?
Well, I'm optimistic, and I know especially with Star, when our first event coming up the next month, which is October, it's going to be the trick-or-trunk. I'm excited about that because I look forward to going out there and serving these kids the things that they need to stay safe, so that way don't want to go out. I feel good about that, and all the events that we're coming up after that, especially our Thanksgiving meal. I'm always excited about the Thanksgiving, Mr. Calloway, just to be there for over 7,000 people to make sure they have two meals that day. And so I think that's great. And we just right now, I think all we're doing is ask the public. And like you said, you never have to worry about that, because somehow we're going to be able to get the funds that we need to make this happen. We always do. And so I'm on an upbeat. I'm optimistic that things going to work out just the way they were planned. And to take those kids every year to the Dolphins games, as we've been doing before the pandemic, that's exciting. That's exciting to be out there on the field to see players up close, because I could guarantee most of the kids that we take has never been there. So it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to all these things happening.
Well, the other thing when you brought up about the Halloween and then feeding last year, and I can assure you that he came through, Troderick McCoy, he wanted us to put something at Goodmark Park for our Christmas party. It was over 3,000 people, and he contributed, and, of course, our great leader, Ann Mac, she sponsored most of that over there. I have to give her credit. She did that at the last minute. And now everybody is yelling, are we going to have something again? Now, that's one of the things we got to bring up for the city manager. See, Ann McNeil cannot be doing everything like she's done before. Somebody else got to do some things. And we're going to make sure that happens. We got to use everybody. That's why we got to deal with of Palm Beach Garden. They said they're going to chip in something. And then county administrator, Virginia Baker. And everybody got to pitch in. If everybody give a little or do a little, it becomes a lot. I think that we're in a good state right now, but only thing we got to do, and we got to do this in the next 2 weeks, we got to meet with all the participants who all want to sue and everything we getting on is bad publicity in the paper. I don't mind a lot of problems, but let's keep this behind closed doors, because everybody seems to think that because we are a predominant black city that and we are a predominant black government, out of the 13 department heads, 11 of them are black. And out of the elected officials, the mayor and 5 councilmen, the mayor and 4 of the commissioners are black. So I don't handle that well, that people defaming us because of the color of our skin. See, that kind of aggravates me, because I've always had to fight for the, not because my color, my skin, because of right and wrong, but I will fight if you make it the color of my skin, because you shouldn't. You should look at what's right or wrong, because we still are all God's children. And I was taught that by the great man, Martin Luther King. Now, how much time do we have left?
Well, right now, Ms. Calloway, I think we're pretty much at our final comment. Almost a quarter till, so we're pretty...
Oh, yeah, we got to give our final. And is there anything you want to say?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you both. I am enjoying the conversation, and thank you for staying healthy of mind, body, and spirit, Mr. Calloway. Because as we talked before the podcast started, we just want to make sure that we have you healthy, right? And there's a lot of things that's going on that's beyond our control. And the only thing we can do is that which God has blessed us to do, that we can control. And that is our own mental attitude as it relates to how we see things and do that which we can positively affect. So I just want to thank you and Artie and Deja. And Deja, I was trying to call you in the back in the studio, but I'll call you offline. Just want to thank you, everybody, for continuing to persist until we succeed with excellence in doing this podcast every week. And all the things that we've discussed today, especially looking at the people who are coming behind us, and like the young man that I read about at the top of the podcast, and all of the activities that you're talking about still need to be done. So we can reach out to secure additional sponsors, but also additional volunteers, right,
yes,
to make sure we're able to carry out the program. But, again, I want to turn it back over to you and Artie to go ahead and give your closing comments, and then we will see everybody next week, same place, same time. Thank you.
Thank you. My closing comment is easy. Because of not because I was here at the inception. I was born here in 1938, and very few people who were born in Riviera before 38. It's only about 5, and reared up here, and I knew that we didn't have the opportunities that we have now. But it's one thing I do know. Riviera is a wonderful place to live and play and get along. We do that better than any place in Palm Beach County, and we got to stay there. But one thing, we owe a modicum of time to teach other people how it's done. And so when we're right now upset, and there's a lot of things going on, but don't worry, it's going to get better. I want everybody to just be just a little more patient with us, and I apologize, and I shouldn't have to apologize for having a sickness, health problems, and I'm blessed to have my mind. The physical body is not what it should be, but my mind is still there. We will do well because God is here. You see, when we depend on Him first, He'll get us through. He brought us to it, and He'll get us through it. And I'm very pleased. And I said good afternoon to everybody, and pull for the Dolphins.
Okay, well, I'm pulling for the Dolphins too, Ms. Calloway. That is my team. But I just want to say I'm just glad to be able to just every opportunity I get to help someone because that way I was brought up when I was 8 years old coming up in the Youth Recreation Association. We just taught these things and taught to give back. So anything I can do to help anybody in the community, I'll be glad to do that. So I'm proud to be from Riviera Beach, grew up in Riviera Beach, and will continue to live in Riviera Beach, one form or other. So, again, thanks, everyone, for coming on today. We'll again see you again next week and discuss more things that we need to take place in our city. Thank you.
All right, thank you, everybody.